again, and that is called Raramananda.
Come back.
I have told you that Raramananda was a like a thing, like a Vaishnava of the top group. When he met, he told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after yesterday. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raramananda told, I saw you as a renowned ordered sannyasi, very beautiful Navar sannyasi, very beautiful young sannyasi. Coming home and raised from your face, that sun can be difficult. But also, not so hot, but more cold, light moon ray. So you think that I saw you at a renowned production, no? But now I am saying that you are Krishna blessed. And then again I am saying that you are combined of Radha and Krishna, setting the heart and the mode of Srimati Radhika and the beauty of Srimati Radhika. Why I am saying so? Raramananda answered, because you are Krishna. Mahaprabhu replied that you are Mahabhagavata. Open class of Vaishnava, Mahabhagavata. Not Kanishka Adhikari or not Madhyam Adhikari, middle. You are so much more Mahabhagavata. What is the sentence of Mahabhagavata? If he will see cows, at once he will remember Krishna that this is Vrindavan and Krishna is crazy. If you will say any jungle, then he will see that, oh, it is Vrindavan. If you will say any water, river, sea, ocean, then he will say, oh, Chennai. Chennai. If you will see any high place, you will see that all his Giridhar Govardhan here and there and very much serving to Krishna. And Krishna has lifted this on Krishna. All this you will see that his Aradhadev, Vasa Prabhu, Krishna is lifted. And all are worshipped. And in Krishna you will see all. This is the symptom of Mahabharata. So you are Mahabharata and you are saying like this. You are, I am a Brahmin sannyasi. I am not so qualified, but you are saying, but you see Swami as a sannyasi, renounce all of sannyasi. Now you are seeing me as a Krishna. And after that you are seeing me, Radha and Krishna. Both combined, you are covered with Srimati Radhika's dignity and Radhika's soul. He told, no, you are really Krishna. Don't try to cheat me. Don't try to cover yourself that you are. I know that you are Krishna and you are Radhika. No, this is not. After that, he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Siddharth Pandit of Pratapurudra, who is the Sarvam Bhattacharya, very dense learned of Mayavadi or Dvaitvadi. You know what is Mayavadi? Those who tell that Krishna has no shame, no attributes, no energy, nothing, no qualities, and I will be like
he was teaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vedanta. That he was very little boy, and so in a young age sannyasi, he should know Vedanta. And Vedanta is that world is false. Krishna is, Bhagavan has no self, so Brahma, and we are all Brahma. 7 days he tried to teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not say, yes, no, or very good, nothing. He was silent, quite silent. Then at last day, he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whether you are understanding what I am telling or not. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that the Vedanta Sutra you utter, I understand fully, like sun is shining. But when you are doing explanations of all truths, months, that is him that you are covering in darkness. You are hiding sun, you are covering sun. You are the astonishing. In my whole life, never anyone has not told like so. All has honored me. And I have tried to make understand them. But this boy sannyasi is telling that you are hiding and concealing Krishna. He told that how you are telling so. I am covering the meaning of this Vedanta Sutra. He told that in all sutras it has been declared that Krishna is a beautiful sea. He has all kinds of attributes. He has so much qualifications, and he saw portion of rasa and ananda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, by what sutra you tell that Krishna is selfless, Krishna is wealthiless, restless, why you are telling? He told that it is told in Brahma Sutra, then by Srila Vyasadeva himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of that is that point, and that is so, he told. Krishna is no self, he told, but it is that sutra, you know, very Navi, all and past. Arupavayata evi, Tat Pradhanatva. Aru, Krishna is Aru, no. This is very sutra. Tells that Krishna has a room. He is not Arupavat, he is Arupavat. This is some words. Perhaps you cannot follow. But in this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Arupavat, those who have not root, he seems like that, but he is Rupavat, he is himself root. Krishna has no root, but Krishna is himself that root. Understand? Krishna has no difference between shape and Krishna himself. His body and Krishna are not different. Same thing. So Krishna is not Arupavat. Arupavat. But he is himself the same Krishna. No difference. Tat Pradhanatva. Krishna is himself. He is so beautiful. He has so many beautiful qualities, sweet qualities. He is so generous. He is so merciful. If there is nobody, no personality, where all the qualities will be? So Krishna has all kinds of qualities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted so many slokas of Vedas, so many sutras, and he was defeated at all. He could not utter any word, and he fell flat on the dust feet of. He told चौपट आत्मारावश्य मनियो निर्गंथा प्रमे कुरंत है तो किम भक्ति इतम बहुत गुण हो हरि। और निर्विशेषवादी लाइक सनक सनंदन सनक कुमार सुखदेव गोस्वामी की फर्स्ट बिगनिंग पीरियड देर आर ऑल निर्विशेषवादी ब्रह्मवादी बट बींग इन द टच ऑफ ब्रह्मा दिस द फादर ऑफ सनक सनंदन सनक कुमार बिकॉज द डिवोटी ब्रह्मा सो इन एसोसिएशन ऑफ ब्रह्मा दे बिकेम सो मच गुड डिवोटी एंड दे हैव दर्शन ऑफ नारायण। Also in the same way, Sukadeva Goswami, he was first quite aloof from world and he had not come in Maya and he was nirvishesh. Krishna had brought him. But when he came in the touch of the blessed babe, so renowned person, so bhakta and also incarnation of Krishna also, like Krishna. So at one time was turned into Rasa Krishna. So that teacher, Sarvam Bhattacharya, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, having the shape of Krishna, having combined that Ramchandra, having bow and arrow, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ganda and Commander. Ganda and Commander, do you know? We renounce all the bad and Commander, what a power. And he said, Sarvam Krishna, six. Then he knew that. He prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you are going to South India, you should make to Raya Ramananda. He is a portion of affection. I wanted to meet you. So Sar Kumpar wanted me to go. So I have come and saw you that you are so qualified. He told, I am a Sudra, Sudraman, and so process of. And I want that you should be here for some days. I want to take this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that I want to hear something from you about Srimati Radhika, Krishna Prem, Krishna, what did I have on you? He told that, yes, I will. In the meantime, it was midday, and it was the time of taking Mahaprasadam from Mahaprabhu, the premise is angry, Hyper Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to give you Diksha, that is, I want to give you Mahaprasadam. Come to give me in my life. And we can rest and take daily Godavari bath and be here and up to what time you want to stay. Radha Ananda told that I will come silently, knowing no person will know. I will come alone, secretly, not in Governor General's dress or King's dress. I will come on foot and I will meet in evening at about 8 and be with Krishna. Yes, I will be waiting for you and you should surely come. So he took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Prasadam and he was waiting for Radhana. Evening was coming and he was eagerly waiting that when. And Radharamananda was seeing that when sun will go to set and then I will meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, each other waiting. Now the time of taking Prasadam of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given Mahaprasadam and you are also waiting for Mahaprasadam. So we will meet in evening at about 4 and then discuss what the talent was between Radhamanand and Mahaprabhu. So I want to finish here. Gau Premanande. About the see, they will arrange for Jagya, sacrifice Jagya, and about 4 to 5 we will do 5 Jagya, and after that we will be in class here for 1 hour. Go to my. He rolled a part of that. But then he was telling Harikatha. Before that he was Brahmavadi, you said. But not actually he was Brahmavadi, but he was the plain. But Vadhanan Gav, Subal, they are Priya Narma Sakha. So, at that again, Krishna and Yashoda and Nanda, they are of that Sandhara. And again, superior than them, gopis, gopis. Among gopis, the souls coming to this world, Rukmanjari is so near us. So the mood of Rukmanjari. So we should try to follow him. Rukmanjari, Rati Manjari. Always serving Srimati Radhika. Not so much attached to Krishna. If Krishna calls, then they will be like this. And they will run away to Srimati Radhika. So, attachment. Asakti is this. After that, this asakti matures, then how descends from upper, that is, Goloka Vrindavan, either from Subhasila, either from Nanda Vasudeva, Nanda and Vasudeva, either from Gopis, either from, and then it is called Vishuddha Sattva. And after this Vishuddha Sattva, when it is matured, then sometimes Krishna gives us with his paritas. And then every kinds of everything on us, ego, everything goes away totally. Only some smell of this after this it is matured, then it goes to where Krishna pastimes are going in this world, any of the world. And that is in Prakati Lila, and goes in the homes of gopis. Then he will come as a Sakha or as a Sakhi, and what he has right of need. And then in these association of that friends or Yashodananda or gopis, that will tell you what. And then they will serve Krishna, and then it will be prem. When prem is matured, then a snake will come. When snake will be matured, then man will come. Very tasteful for Krishna and gopis. Sometimes Krishna does man, and sometimes Radhika also. Each other. And after that it becomes Pranayama. And after that, Rag. After that, Anurag. When whole soul is colored in Rag. And after that it comes Mahabhav. After that Mahabhav it comes Arud and Adhirud. So Radha Pranayama is this Radhaya Pranayama. May I ask it, Trisho? How is this Pranay of Srimati Radhika that Krishna is controlled so? I want to question. If Pranay is there, then Krishna will be tested, otherwise not. So Krishna wanted that I test Radhika and Krishna, Radhika test me. But testing of Radhika is more high. She becomes mad, but I cannot. So why? How is he praying? The four kinds of Madhuri of Krishna. Madhuri means sweetness of Krishna. So sweet when he calls on Bansi. Krishna is so beautiful. Ram, Advaita, these are not so beautiful. But his parikars, but attendants, associates, are so wonderful. His lila, pastimes is so madhur. Only Radhika can taste no other. So high class. How Srimati Radhika tastes. And what results of testing of what kind of ananda? Ananda is happiness. He tests and anubhavagati
experiences.
Krishna has this. In Krishna pastime he could not taste all these. So now he was wanting to test all these things. He was told that if you will take the heart or mood of Srimati Radhika and his color, then you can taste. If it will be Radhika, in Radhika mood, you can taste. A jeev, a soul cannot take the mood of. Cannot take the mood of Srimati. He can take some of the modes of Mani Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, all modes. They cannot take, they are not capable, they are not qualified to take the modes of Lalita, Vishakha, Radhika and all other things. So we only are qualified for if we are in topmost brain, only that thing, Rukmini. And she can give. So, he wanted to test all these things, so he wanted a tutor who will teach him Who is tutor? Lalita Ardi Shankara. So he heard that Visakha has come in the shape of Ramana. He at once proceeded to Visakha on the bank of Godavari. And there he meets Radha. Dear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks some questions and he replies. Tomorrow we will discuss. Hari Bo. A creeper has no avalamban. Avalamban means
support
to go up. He will fall down on earth. It cannot go an inch. But if there is a very big tree, very, very big, it can go up to that top. And Krishna is that top. Krishna is so that tree, or Srimati Radhika is tree, Rukmanjari is tree. If our soul takes the help of that tree, that Krishna, or Rukmanjari, or Radhika and all, he can realize what is Mahabhava. He can realize. He has not that thing, but he will go up and test all. He will test all these things. A Sakha can go up to Anurag, Vasalya can go to Anurag, but we are Dasi of Rukmanjari, he has Mahabhava, so we will test if we are qualified to go there. And to serve Rukmanjari, then we can test. Understand what I am telling? Otherwise, he will not test if he is not taking the shelter of that tree. Himself a creeper cannot go up, but there should be any support. So jeeves like us are very part and parcel of cheat, but his dharma
nature.
If he takes the shelter of that very big tree like Krishna, Path Padma, he can go up to Golok Vrindavan and he can test that prem phal. If he will be with Radhika, serving Radhika, and Radhika and Krishna are meeting and feeling so much pleasure, and he attached to Srimati Radhika, so what Radhika will test, he will test. Understand something? Gaur Pramana. I know that you must catch in this condition. But hearing for so many births, you can kiss. Thank you.